You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
If your coach makes you run laps for things that go wrong in practice, what do you think the penalty is for an end zone misconnect or jumping off sides on the last kick of the game? And snitch or no snitch? What's the right code of conduct when you play your old team? We got drama. Let's go. This is fascinating. Going into a huge game, Kansas City, Baltimore. Snitch or no snitch? No snitch! No! No snitch! No! The second a kick is missed, but whistle dead because of offside, you know he's making the kick the next time. Dexter Lawrence, just a crusher of a penalty for New York. Giant, giant miscues in this game. Darius Slayton's drop, or are you saying overthrow from Daniel Jones? You can make the call there. But if that's connected, that's the ball game. Taylor Heinicke, Chase Young says he could start for any team in the league. He's starting for Washington and winning now. And Daniel Jones is starting the season 0-2 for the second straight year. Giants have done that 5 straight years. Monica, you were there last night. Number one takeaway.
Do I like this guy enough to take him out of the friend zone? This guy, of course, being Taylor Heinicke. I mean, he was solid last night. 34 of 46, 336 yards, 2 touchdowns, and that interception. But the charm, the way that this team is galvanized around him, the way the fans and FedEx were rocking in a way that I haven't seen in a long time. Is this guy really gonna be it? Could this be the Kurt Warner story here in D.C.? Right now, he's on the field, and he's got these guys playing with tremendous confidence. But I just don't know how long this is gonna last once folks get taped. I'm not ready to commit.
Okay. J.D. McKissick said he reminds me, speaking of Heinicke, of Russell Wilson. Monica, are you getting that vibe? Is that what you're here to say?
I mean, if he means that in the sense of leadership, confidence, come on, guys, let's get it, yes. Skill set? Oh, that's really, really
early. Woody Page, I'll bring you in here. Number one takeaway from last night?
That I had to watch the Giants play 2 weeks in a row, just like you did, Tony.
Yeah, somebody, you had him week one when Denver beat them. You're right, yeah.
Cruel and unusual punishment to watch them go through the same sort of problems and issues and mistakes that they made against the Broncos the previous week. And this team was supposed to be better this year. Offensive line, they had another injury last night to Gates, and I think that Gettleman is on a very short situation there, even though he's been on a short situation since 2017. Why are the Giants continuing to make the same mistakes? They had a chance to win that game over and over and over again, as you pointed out, and they just couldn't pull it off. So Washington goes away from that game feeling great for themselves. Really? That division is still as bad as it was last year, the year before, and a decade before.
I love how personal you take it, Woody, that you had to watch that game. Sarah Spain, number one takeaway. It was a good game, I thought.
It's actually a combination of the two of what they just said, because Monica's point is a great one. First of all, I feel a lot better about the Washington football team than I did when I first heard about Fitzpatrick going down, because we had seen Heinicke come in and be surprisingly effective against the Bucs, even in a loss. But there was so little to work with that it was, what are they going to have here while they wait for Fitzpatrick to return? Now we're perhaps prematurely, but still having a conversation about whether he should keep that job even when Fitzpatrick returns. So the biggest thing to me was the Washington football team, if their defense can be what we expect from them, now have someone running the show as a quarterback that could give them a good shot in that division. But that's partly because they won because the Giants kept shooting themselves in the foot. And that stands out just as much to me as the Washington win and Heinicke's performance is that the Giants are headed for another top-to-bottom rebuild, new quarterback, new GM.
So that's it for you.
We're building over and over. We're building. And they're not going to be building under you anymore.
Okay. Israel Gutierrez, you have a takeaway from last night?
Well, I like how Monica called Taylor Heinicke charming as a positive. I like that, right? Because he is kind of charming everybody right now, because we talk about him from last year's playoffs like he won a game. He didn't, right? And then last night, yeah, he was great. I mean, that throw to Peoples Jones, right? Or I forget his last name, but the hyphenated tight end in the end zone. That was a fantastic throw. And, right, sorry. it was a fantastic throw, but he followed that up with a terrible interception on what would have been or could have been another game-winning drive for them, and that was a bad throw, and it was, you know, obviously picked off there, and the Giants couldn't do enough to get in the end zone and make it more difficult for Taylor. So I do think they have something to work with there. He can seem to put the throws, put the ball in the right spots. Decision-making, I mean, I guess you just kind of have to keep going with this because he seems to make good decisions, although that one interception was pretty poor.
All right, yeah, your decision-making like not to know Ricky Seal-Jones' name, but now you're a hyphenated name here. Gutierrez hyphen minus five. Monica McNutt, last word.
I will say this. This is a franchise, an area that has been starred for some continuity at this position. Even though it's only three NFL starts and it's a very, very small sample size, it's been a while, I think, since you've seen this team talk about that quarterback position as much or with as much confidence. The Russell Wilson thing might be wild, and we know that Chase Young gave us Heinicke, but these guys want to play for him. So that is unique.
Payne, last word.
Yeah, just wanted to point out to Monica's point, this was the sixth different quarterback to face the Giants as starter for the Washington football team in their last six meetings.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's unbelievable.
All right, Woody, you got something good. Give it to us.
Well, when the Giants' top running back is not the guy we think it is Daniel Jones. Rushed for 95 yards.
Oh,
I mean, is that
runner.
Your new offense?
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Not good.
I know you didn't like watching the game, but the chaos at the end, it was another, you know, primetime game that ends with chaos. I'm kind of here for that. We'll move on. Kansas City, Baltimore, week two. Ravens staring down all the injuries and a short week after a week one Monday night loss, and now they go up against Mahomes. That's just tough. Something to watch for in this game. You got multiple players playing the team they used to play for. Orlando Brown, offensive tackle now for Kansas City, was with Baltimore for a long time. He said he's not going to snitch on what Baltimore does to his new team's advantage. Meanwhile, Sammy Watkins, receiver for the Ravens now after last year with Kansas City, he's going the other way. Snitch or no snitch, he says, anything I can give, that's what I'm going to do. Israel, snitch or no snitch here?
Edwards-Hilaire, by the way, a hyphenated player I do know on the Chiefs. Look, I do think with Orlando, I believe this is not just a stitch. This is like insubordination here. When your coach has come to tell you and say, hey, tell me about your last team. You know, we kind of are playing them now and really want to beat them. And you say no? Man, like I'm going to the owner thinking, why did we sign this person? What's going on here? Is this a Trojan horse situation? Like, I'm a little nervous. So I absolutely am on the snitch bandwagon on this one. You cannot stay quiet here.
Sarah?
Yes, I'm also aboard the snitch wagon, and I'm Team Sammy here because I understand that desire to be loyal to a team that you had success with and you spent time with. But more than any other sport, you are going out on the field and putting your bodies on the line week after week in pursuit of victory. And whatever you can give them, as small as it might be, to that end, is required. So it's not just a choice. To Izzy's point, it's borderline insubordination to say, I'm going to give a benefit to the team I used to play for. Why is that loyalty more important than the loyalty of the team that you're lining up with right now?
Woody Page?
I find it funny that all these people sound like they were in Goodfellas, whose anniversary of coming out is this weekend.
And you're just trying to get points now, Woody. You came to the right place.
Yes. But I will tell you this. If I happen to go to Fox Sports, I'm not going to snitch out around the horn because I don't ever am told anything about around the horn. I have nothing to give. But I mean, in regard to Orlando Brown, he does owe the Ravens something. They allowed him to go out and make a deal when he said he didn't want to come back to Baltimore. So I think he's repaying what they did for him.
Monica McNutt, when you're on one team, you used to play for another team. Do you tell your new team what your old team does?
Absolutely, and I would like to give us another word. It's not snitching. It's called thorough research. You take advantage of everything that you've got. I've also heard from plenty of coaches, particularly Coach Brown when I was in school, it doesn't matter if the defense knows what you're trying to do if you run it well. That seems pretty evident, especially when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs.
There's an old adage in matchups, especially in the NFL, the more desperate team will win. Well, I mean, it's week two. Is anybody really desperate? But Baltimore's really up against them, Monica. So they have any chance taking the W from Kansas City here?
I do think you have a chance. I mean, this was a Kansas City team that was down to the Browns, right, before Patrick Mahomes went completely Patrick Mahomes. You've always got a chance because you step out there. However, tall task? Absolutely. I mean, this is a team that has handled Baltimore's blitz, and if their blitz couldn't slow down Derek Carr, who I think gets a bad rap, I'm not sure it's going to do much for Patrick Mahomes.
Israel, you want to go three words or fewer?
I go with the Ravens.
Spain.
Mahomes unstoppable in September.
Woody Page.
Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, there you go. You're the only one who got three words or fewer there, Woody. Here's an extra point. We'll move on. 0-1 teams with games they might want to win to avoid going 0-2. That would be half the league. But a few to put on your radar. Bills at Dolphins. Cowboys at Chargers. Titans at Seahawks. So they're all on the road. And Packers hosting the Lions Monday night. Sarah, which 0-1 team is in a position to get a win and maybe needs it most this weekend, week two?
Two answers for me. The Packers are in the best position to get a win because they're taking on the Lions. If the Packers are what we expect them to be, they should win that, and the panic should succeed. On the other hand, the Bills need it the most because I can't say any team from the NFC North needs it when they're all winless. The Bills are playing a divisional rival. They're already behind the eight ball. They need it the most.
Israel Gutierrez?
Only one answer for me, Tony. I believe that gets me a point. It's the Patriots, right? If you can't beat the Dolphins at home and then go ahead and lose to the Jets, you're 0-2 in your division, that's definitely going to dampen the excitement for Mac Jones and the quarterback of the future and everything else. So I've got it on the Patriots.
Monica?
First part of the question, they're not in the best position, but I kind of think the Cowboys need to figure out a way to get it done out west. Of the teams we're discussing, I think they're the ones whose expectations are most up in the air. The rest of these teams, in my mind, can afford to bounce back.
Woody Page.
I'm going to agree with Sarah on this, and I think the Bills are being picked to go to the Super Bowl, and if you start 0-2, teams don't mean make the playoffs, so they've got to go to Miami and win that game.
Tell me one thing you're certain will happen this weekend, and with those 0-1 teams we were just talking about, Sarah Spain. I know you drilled down on Buffalo, but tell me the one thing you're certain of any of those teams.
Of any of the teams we just talked about? I'm certain that Lamar Jackson will once again be held below his 70% QBR against every other team because he averages 54 against the Chiefs.
Israel?
Got his number.
I'm certain Aaron Rodgers will go 1-1 after beating the Detroit Lions.
1,000%.
Dak throws for his consecutive 300-plus yard game.
Woody Page.
Cowboys lose to Chargers.
Ooh. All right. Taking a break right here, buy or sell on the other side. Woody Page, 20, leading the way.
Israel, this sounds like a privilege.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Does anybody play games like the Philadelphia Phillies? Nobody plays games like the Philadelphia Phillies. They were down 7 to the Cubs. They won 17-8. Who does that? 2.5 back in the wild card to St. Louis. San Diego, Cincinnati are in there too, betwixt them. And Cardinals, Padres play this weekend. Woody, what are you buying today in this race of mass chaos?
I'm going to think the Phillies are going to emerge. Those other teams have very difficult schedules. The Phillies are playing the Orioles, the Marlins, and the Pirates. They'll win all of those games and slide into that position.
Stop the tape for a second. Rewind and tell me if Woody Page said Oreos instead of Orioles. All right, Sarah Spade, how about you?
Definitely.
I'm buying that you can't predict baseball, but in the occasion that you're asked to, the Cardinals, since the All-Star game, are 32-23, and the Padres are 22-30. They are going in opposite directions, and the Padres are starting two pitchers that are cast-offs that got dropped by other teams in this series, so I'm probably going to go for the Cards.
Probably? Well, okay. Israel, how about you?
Well, the key word to your question, Tony, is today. And so to Sarah's point, today, I also have faith in the Cardinals. But, you know, they only have a very tenuous lead here. The way Adam Wainwright has filled in, you know, if maybe they can get Jack Flaherty back toward the end of the season, that would be a quick boost. But, you know, today.
Guys, I know it's today, and I know it's a tenuous lead. That's why I have you experts on this here program. Monica McNutt, I go to you from my expert analysis here.
I'm leaning in to Uncle Woody over there. I'm with him on the Phillies because Big Bat Bryce got some MVP chance last night with home run number 33, and he's got some crazy OPS right now. And talk about a team that's finding a little bit of momentum. Their schedule does them some favors, and he's hitting the ball well.
Buy or sell two, question for you guys. Who leads Major League Baseball in batting right now? Anybody?
Bryce!
Starling Marte.
Starling Marte is exactly right, Sarah Spade, but he's not. And here's the story why. 321, but because he was traded at the deadline, Miami to Oakland, means he won't qualify for plate appearances in either league, Sarah. Buy or sell, no batting title for Marte.
This is an absolutely ridiculous rule, which isn't surprising because even baseball's unwritten rules are ridiculous, so the written down ones are going to be terrible too. What about the fact that we now have some seven-inning games? What about the fact that we have runners starting on second and extras? What about the rule change? What about the fact that just because he's having a tremendous year and he gets traded, which is not of his own volition, he goes somewhere else and now it's like the numbers don't matter anymore? This is the dumbest rule and it doesn't serve any purpose other than probably to make someone 60 years ago feel good about themselves for writing it down.
Wow. Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
Yeah, and don't forget about interleague play, too, another reason why it's weird. Look, I'm with you, Sarah. I do think that they just kind of have to make the rules exactly the same on both sides. So either universal DH or get rid of the DH, and therefore you have no more excuses. But if you do that, then don't you have to get rid of the two different league awards? I think you have to do that, too, right, if all the rules are the same and just have one MVP. But
you're causing more problems here, Israel. Monica, the idea of this batting title, he's got the highest batting average, but he won't win it by herself.
Is this like an asterisk in the record books where like wins that were actually vacated? Like this just seems dumb. Listen, I understand each league has a slightly different set of rules, but there's gotta be a way to make some compromise for this scenario.
Monica, let me help you out. If he's got a clause in his contract for leading the league in hitting, he will get a double bonus this year because he led both leagues in. So don't feel sorry for him. Congratulate him for an accomplishment that's never happened before in baseball.
The story is he's not going to win either league, Woody. That's the story. Buy or sell three, Penn State Auburn. James Franklin says he can't stand any form of distraction. Quote, I can't stand any form of distraction. End quote.
I can't stand in any form of distraction.
Says USC rumors will not affect him coaching Penn State. Israel, buy or sell.
I'm buying it because he says he spoke to his players, he spoke to his staff, he spoke to the leadership committee, told them in detail what they needed to know, which means there was probably something there, but he doesn't have to spill the beans to the media, so I buy
it. Monica?
I'm buying it as well. Every coach has to go out and win the game that's in front of them, and so do the players.
Woody Page?
I think it'll be a positive distraction. He'll be trying to impress USC in case he wants to go there by coaching the best game he can. Mike Bone, the athletic director at USC, watching him will say, oh, that's very impressive. That's a good distraction.
A good distraction, okay. And Sarah Spade, how about you?
Seeing as he's addressed rumors in 2018, 2019, 2021, I'd like to say he's very used to this and won't be distracted. But then again, they did lose in 2019 after he addressed the rumors about this right before the
okay. So you're not buying, nor are you selling. You're just existing.
Love a wild pride.
I'm haggling.
You are haggling. One of the great hagglers. If I had an all-time Mount Rushmore of hagglers, you might be on it. Woody Page, Monica McNutt, showdown in 2 minutes.
Marty.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Monica McNutt, Woody Page, good luck in showdown. There's going to be an in-season Hard Knocks. Indianapolis Colts are telling us. And it'll be about the Indianapolis Colts. I believe that was implied, but yes. Woody, will in-season Hard Knocks be as good, if not better, than preseason Hard Knocks? Are you going to watch?
I love me some Hard Knocks, and during the season, what a great idea. And I'm sure my niece, Monica, agrees with me, don't you?
Not sure I'm following you.
Uncle Woody, I do agree, because we all want to go behind the veil. We want to see the inside of what these teams are doing, whether they're wins or losses. We want more information.
You guys agree. Am I missing an inside joke here about the niece
We're
and
family.
The uncle? I mean, Woody is everybody's uncle. He's America's uncle. We'll give a split point. We'll move on. Carly Lloyd's farewell tour, all right? They played Paraguay last night. She scored 2 minutes in, and then she scored again and again and again and again. 5 goals. Monica, if you're still good enough to score 5 goals, should you maybe put off your farewell tour?
I don't think so, Tony. You know, like in movies when something's dying, it gives that one last tear kind of thing? Like, you know, this is like that last hurrah. Stick to the plan.
Something's
Monica,
dying?
Of course she should continue. If she can get 5 goals for the first time in her career, she can be like Frank Sinatra was, Cher, Kiss, Tina Turner. Just continue to have farewell tours every year.
Yes, right, yeah. Yeah, you put off one. I'm with you, Woody Page. We'll give you the point. We'll move on. Purdue versus Notre Dame, all right? Notre Dame is not allowing Purdue to bring their drum into the stadium. This is their drum. They call it the world's biggest drum. It may be the world's biggest drum. Notre Dame says renovations at the visitor's entrance tunnel have made it smaller, and the other tunnel, which is larger, is only for Notre Dame. So, what do you think Notre Dame legitimately could have fit it in, Woody? Is this petty or is this gamesmanship?
Oh, it's so petty. I mean, Notre Dame should be drummed out of the College Football Society for this kind of move. You bang the drum quickly in
okay,
a football
yeah,
game.
Yeah, sure you do. All right, and Monica?
It's definitely more petty than it is gamesmanship. There's something to be said for the camaraderie and the respect that all goes into competition and being a good host, but I guess not in this case, but this is dumb.
I'm not offended as a Catholic. I'm offended as a drummer. Woody Page, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
I'm so excited. This is my 2801 show today. When this program started 18 years ago, I thought I would be on one show, just once, because Tim Kalishaw said I didn't belong on Around the Horn. And guess what? I've been on 66% of the shows for almost 19 years. I want to thank all of you for watching.
Nobody celebrates the 2,801st show like Woody Page. We'll see you Monday.